Song is that it says it all.
Yeah.
It's like in one song. You see, say the whole thing. And I really on Sunday especially want to, you know, incorporate more music and energy and movement. Because it's not just a head trip. And sometimes it seems that way. Like if I just get it in my head, I'll have it. We're going to be on page 107. And we're covering this section that's called To Have Peace, Teach Peace to Learn It. To have peace, teach peace to learn it. If you want to have peace, you demonstrate peace to learn peace. To have peace, you demonstrate peace. To have peace, you demonstrate peace to learn peace. The average mind does it this way. As soon as I change this thing of this person outside of me, I'll have peace. Okay, that's the wrong way. The wrong way is as soon as some external situation or circumstance or person changes, then have peace. It says to have peace, you need to demonstrate it yourself. Not wait for you to change. I need to start demonstrating myself. Okay? So the paragraph that we left off with is paragraph 4 on page 107. I'm going to read it the way it is on the book, and then I'll come back and we'll go through it and I'll share the Course in Miracles translation of it. But the ego is the mind that's in fear of conflict. So it says, upside down as always, the mind that's in fear of conflict perceives the first lesson, which is to give full appreciation to all, as insane. In fact, this is its only alternative, since the other possibility, which is much less acceptable to the fear and conflicted mind, would obviously be that the fear and conflicted mind is insane. So the ego, fearful mind's judgment, here as always, is predetermined by what it is. The fundamental change will still occur with the mind, with the change of mind in the thinker. Meanwhile, the increasing clarity of the Holy Spirit's voice makes it impossible for the learner not to listen. For a time then, the learner is receiving conflicting messages and accepting both. Okay, so here we go. The fundamental change that a person is looking for is going to occur with the change of the mind of that person. The fundamental change that you're looking for in the situation that you're dealing with right now is going to come from a fundamental change in your thinking. Meanwhile, the increasing clarity of the truth speaking to you, that's the Holy Spirit's voice, makes it impossible for the learner not to listen. So I've got to change my mind, but the voice of Spirit, the voice of truth, is getting clearer and clearer, making it impossible for me not to listen. Mm-hmm. It's getting to the point now, even when I don't want to listen to the truth, it's there. Mm-hmm. Used to be I could shut it out. I can't shut it out now. Mm-hmm. I know I got to change my mind. And the increasing clarity of God's voice, or this Creator's voice, is so strong now that I can't pretend that I can't hear it. You with me? Mm-hmm. All right, so it says, for a time, you are receiving conflicting messages and accepting conflicting messages. What does that mean? That means for a time you're still here in your old way of thinking, and you're here in your new way of thinking at the same time, and you're trying to do both of them at the same time, and it keeps you in conflict. I want to be forgiven, but I want to kick your ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I got a conflict in mind. I want to stay, I want to go. So in the beginning, you're listening to your old way, and you're listening to your new way, and you're having a lot of conflict because you want to believe you're innocent, but you know you feel guilty. You want to be peaceful, but you know you're mad. You know that you're supposed to be abundant, but you're broke as you can be. You know you're supposed to be healthy, and you got a stomach ache, you know. And you know, you got the conflicting voice. Okay, so the beginning of the change has to happen with who? Zilla is so cold-blooded that they were playing either a CD or something on the break. They were going on break, and they were playing their music while they were on break. They slid into their own music so easily that they had been live playing on the stage 20 minutes before I noticed they were back up there. Tripped me out. You know, it's just like they just slid right into whatever was being played, and they were playing, and it just tripped me out. And they was like up there playing, you like going, what? You know, I swear, I love music.
Yeah, I do too.
Because it affects another part of us that lets this in. And it makes us forget that this is basically very simple. The Course says, whenever we hear stuff like to give all to all is how you have things, that sounds insane to the part of the man that believes in lack.
So,
whenever we hear something opposite to what we believe, we either have to come to the conclusion that either what we've heard is insane, or we are.
Okay. All right. And so he said, so if you're going to have a fundamental change, it begins with the fundamental change in the mind of the thinker. But I've been on the path so long now that it's impossible for me not to listen to the voice for God. So for a while, I'm listening to my old way of thinking and my new way of thinking, trying to accept both of them, and so I'm in conflict. Okay, y'all ready for the next stage? Okay. Then he says, oh, here we go. I love this. The way out of conflict. Y'all hear me? The way out of conflict. The way out. Between two opposing ways of thinking, the way out of conflict between two opposing ways of thinking is clearly to choose one, and that means you got to relinquish the other one. Choosing one means you relinquish the other one. Choosing one means you relinquish the other one. If you identify with your thought system, if you identify with your way of thinking, then you can't help but identify with your way of thinking. If you are accepting two ways of thinking that are in complete disagreement, peace of mind is impossible. You cannot have peace of mind if you're trying to accept two ways of thinking that are in total disagreement. You cannot have peace of mind if you're trying to live two ways of thinking that are totally opposite. You cannot have peace if you're trying to live two ways of thinking at the same time that are completely opposite.
That's what's wrong.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If you listen, you're okay, peace is impossible because I am conflicting between two ways of thinking and identify with my way of thinking. I can't help but identify with my way of thinking. So if I identify with two ways of thinking, then it's going to be impossible for me to have peace because I'm going to always be split between the two ways of thinking that are opposite. So conflict is coming from being split between two ways of thinking, not the situation you think you're in conflict about in the world.
Jeez.
The conflict is coming from being torn between two ways of thinking and not the situation that you think you're in conflict about
Conflict is coming from being torn between two ways of thinking and not the situation that you think you're in conflict about.
Well, I got my message for today. I'll have to go
there. Okay. That's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
That's what you came for. Now, check this out. Then he says, if you teach both ways of thinking that are in complete disagreement, which is what